best you had to go out to town. Cause nowadays, you just, if I got to go to town, I don't think nothing about whatever I'm wearing here in the country. I go to town with it on, unless I'm going to a doctor or some special something. Oh, special meeting or something.
Okay. What do people wear mostly? Were clothes any different or?
They wasn't much different in them. Biggest of the thing when we were out in the country then, thing, well, I never did wear overhaul too much. I'd wear pants, different kinds of pants, different colors.
Now,
most of them made out of cotton, all of them. But well, they are now. Well, now, there's a heap of difference. Clothes now, yeah, but that clothes would be made out of different stuff, so it's cotton.
Yeah. And cotton always, like, did you wear, being the youngest of eight kids, you wear clothes?
It was five of us. I was the oldest.
I'm sorry. You were the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest of the family.
I'm sorry, Mr. I'm thinking about somebody that I was interviewing in another county that was the youngest of eight kids. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. What about things where they would wear to hold their trousers up, men would wear?
More suspenders or galluses or whatever you want to call them. Or anchor, whatever the right name for them, I think would be suspenders. Or they put one more button down and hang over your shoulders.
Now, a suit would have, a three-piece suit would have what to it?
Most of the three pieces, they'd have a vest and a coat and pants.
They wore a lot of those, didn't they?
Yeah. That's right. Most of them, if you had your suit, you mostly had that vest with it.
Now, was Saturday a certain time when a certain, you know, when people would come into town and others wouldn't or something like that? I mean, I hear mostly that in some towns that white people wouldn't come to town on Saturday.
My dad would go to town out there. When I was a pretty good sized boy, he'd go to town about every Saturday, just about it, because he'd carry a heap of, we'd wear a heap of vegetables and things, and he'd catch town and sell it, maybe like butter beans. I always kept me a garden back in the field, and I'd pick my butter beans and shell them and put them in little quart bags. Boy, you could really sell that, something like that. Maybe he'd carry a few eggs and some butter. A little different thing. Maybe some chickens, if you raised a bunch of chickens, and now you go to town with a crate of chickens on there to sell them. About the biggest thing you can carry on was in the fall when you had a bale of cotton to carry. That was.
Bale of cotton weighed about
500, what it's supposed to be, you know.
Sometimes they watered it down.
It reminded me less. I heard of a. Some of them would be carrying cotton seeds in town. I heard my daddy talking about it. Some of them said they'd throw in a scoop of cotton seed and a scoop of sand. They got where they unload them things and sift that stuff out of there. Catch it in the wheelbarrow and bring it back and wear it back on you. They had to.
Yeah. Any good stories you ever hear about? Well, what were the streets and the roads like in town, I guess, before you had cars and?
They're muddy if it's raining. Nowadays, if you had this much rain, there'd just be a muck. They didn't have no paved street. They might have had a little paved walk up to your house or something. There wasn't no, and Georgetown wasn't, it was all dirt road. Dirt road from here to town. Boy, you go down that old T-model and I don't know how they ever got there. But they,
up and down the hill.
Up and down the little slick hill. Mostly had two or three in there. If it got stuck, it pushed the thing on over the hill, cluck on down the road with it.
In town, they didn't have places for people to walk on?
They'd have a little side, some little sidewalks. That's some of them would be some brick laid, but not too much of it. Maybe just